Good morning. I'm Jake Langsley, elder at the church here, and I'm going to do my best interpretation of Pastor Rieger today. He's taking a much-needed break and prepared a nice sermon that he asked me to read for you today. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus, Savior Jesus Christ. A few weeks ago, we reflect on the problem of evil. We question, why do we do bad things? Why do bad things happen to good people? We reflected on the story of Job, who was a good man, suffering great evil. But we did not talk about spiritual evil. The demonic and spiritual evil are things which we do not speak on often. Is it fear? Is it disbelief? Probably both, since a popular genre of music focuses on demonic possession. But spiritual evil is so much more than just The Exorcist. First, let's look at what spiritual evil is. There are forces out there that seek to rebel from God, who have indeed already rebelled. They call them fallen angels, and the primary one we focus on is Lucifer. Now, like Christ is a title for Jesus, Satan is a title for Lucifer. Satan is a courtroom term meaning accuser. And throughout Hebrew scripture, he is referred to as the Satan or Satan. Then there are the demons, the focus of our reading from Luke today. And these are those who rebelled as well. Now there is much more to who these beings are. But that's not our focus. The focus today is the work in which they do, which we call spiritual warfare. The rebellious hearts of these fallen angels is so against God that they seek to pull us away too. And for us today, it's very uncommon to see possession or demonic burdening, but common for us in spiritual warfare is the lies which we are told. First of which is that we are safe. Spiritual evil is closer to those who call upon the name of the Lord than anyone else. Spiritual evil has no need to affect the non-believer, but seeks the ones who know God's love and salvation. Martin Luther warns us, saying that the devil is closer than your own shirt. And what is he doing so near to us? He's sowing in his lies. He lies telling us that he has power and authority, by telling us that we're not good enough for God's love, that we must work for God's love, and that it'll be okay just this one time. As Jesus himself describes, he is the father of lies. But diving into the reading from Luke today, my mind cannot get away from the fact, what is the point of possession? What does it actually do? And all I can think of from reading this and other parts of scripture, commentaries, and the like, is that this is a display of power. They're flexing their muscles. And look at this man in Luke. In verse 20, we see that he is powerful enough to break the chains which bind him. But where is his power when Jesus approaches? Jesus is the entirety of Luke 8, and really all scripture shows true strength. We see Jesus' masterful teaching about the kingdom of God in parables. We see Jesus and his powerful commandment over nature as he calms a storm at sea. And then in our reading today, we see Jesus flex real power as those demons afflicting this man of the Gerasene cower as he simply approaches. In the face of true power, they are nothing. In fact, they recognize the real power. They call him Jesus, Son of the Most High. Jesus did not demand their respect. They give it to him. They beg him to be tossed away instead of tortured. And Jesus permits them to enter a herd of pigs. They leave the man, and he is now healed. But notice the reaction of the people in verse 35. They see the man in his right mind, clothed, and they're afraid. It is the fear of, is this the fear of man? Looking at the man, knowing what he could do when he wasn't right in his right mind. What could he do when he was in his right mind? Or is it the fear of Jesus? When we saw this man before, no one could contain him, but this Jesus heals him. Either way, true power over evil is displayed. But this is not the whole only place. As the journey continues, Jesus ends up on the cross, and he does not do this because he is weak, but rather in great strength. He is nailed to the cursed tree. With mighty arms and a strong back, Jesus carries out all our sins and all the people to the cross and puts it to the grave. And while he too is in the grave, he shows his power over the greatest enemy of death, and he rises to life. And through this, we are given to the victory so that we can boldly say with Paul in 1 Corinthians 15, "Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting?" But in this time now, we still know death and evil. So what do we do in the face of evil which we experience? All of us know temptations, the little voice that says it'll be okay just this one time, the little voice that says no one's looking, the little voice that says no one will know. In the face of all that spiritual evil, we have been given great power. Paul speaks to us in this from our Galatians reading. Through faith, we now have been made right. We are part of the family of God, and in this family there is great power. Power to overcome evil with good. Power to avoid temptation. And this power is yours to wield by faith. Faith says that you trust in God to save you. Faith says that in times of temptation you can go to the Father in prayer and ask for his help. Faith gets you around the lies of evil. Faith shows you that evil has no power and has, in fact, been defeated. And in closing, look to the end of the reading from Luke 8. The man from whom the demons had left, that he might be with him, Jesus sent him away saying, "Return to your home and declare how much God has done for you." And he went away, proclaiming throughout the whole city how much Jesus had done for him. This now is the task we have been given. Proclaim real power. You see it daily in life that people rely on themselves, on money, on people, and just about anything. And you can see that it is getting them nowhere. Do what Jesus instructed the healed man to do. Declare how much God has done for you. Show people that real power comes from God and that God has won the victory so that you do not have to rely on anything but him. Amen.